we go.
Totness Talks. Totness Talks.
This is Roy. We're at the Silver Grill Fish and Chip Shop, and I'm going to ask you a few questions about Silver Grill, really.
Yeah, no problem.
How long have you been here?
At the end of this month, we'll have done 27 years.
Have you been in Totness the whole time?
I originally started when I was 12 in a family one in the Midlands, and then in 84, we bought one in Dartmouth and ran that for 14 years till 98. Still own that one, but just leased that one out. And we've been in Totness ever since. I've been doing it all my life.
My goodness.
And I'm 67 now.
Incredible. So you started when you were 12 years old?
12.
What, and where in the Midlands?
In Ashby de la Zouche in Leicestershire.
I know Ashby de la Zouche a little bit.
Born and bred in Colville, which is just a little bit further, but we also then bought one there as well.
Okay, so it's family business.
It was family, not my dad. My dad died when we were only 10 in 1968, but my mum's sister and my uncle bought the first one in Ashby in 69.
Right.
And I started working weekends as a little one.
My goodness.
From then on.
My goodness, so you know the trade pretty well.
Yeah, know it well.
And has it changed loads over the years?
Massively. When we first started, none of the pubs did food, really.
Right.
So people went to the pubs, but then come late at night.
Yeah.
That was the really busy time, because everybody wanted food when they left the pub, which I think now has changed, because all pubs do food. All pubs pretty much do fish and chips. So we don't really want to wait for that really late trade anymore.
Yeah.
And most people have had their main meal by 8 o'clock, so it's good.
Yeah.
You know, you can have a bit of a social life.
Yeah, that's good. You've been in Totness for 27 years.
27 years.
So, I mean, the reason I'm interviewing you is that I come in here for 27 years and I know that the amount of people in Totness who use the Silver Grill is unreal. I don't know how many thousands of people have come
through
here.
Well, we've always had a good trade. The previous owners had built up a decent trade.
Right.
And we've got even busier.
Yeah.
And I think the key for us was COVID times, when everywhere closed.
Yeah.
But we were allowed to open doing takeaway. And although we've got a little cafe attached, we never reopened that.
Yeah.
Because we kept so busy just takeaway. Because these days, you know, the situation with the world situation, money is tight.
Yeah.
And you know, you're trying to keep everything affordable for people, but prices are going through the roof.
I know.
So to keep it affordable, we just do the takeaway side, and people come, they do come every week, same time, same order, week in, week out.
Okay, so you've got your regulars.
A hell of a lot of regulars.
Yeah. So you moved from Dartmouth to Totness. So is Totness different to Dartmouth?
Totally different, 100%. Dartmouth, when I first went there, from April till October, we were open from 10 in the morning till 10 at night, 7 days a week.
All right.
And work, and I was working those hours.
Yeah.
And in the summer, it's very, very, very busy. Busier than Totnes.
Yeah.
But in the winter, it's very poor because it's all second home people.
Okay.
And they contribute very little to the economy.
Okay.
And it's quite soul destroying in the winter because you're still open for the locals, but there's not that many of them around.
Right.
Whereas Totnes, same trade, week in, week out. It's so much better. Better for staffing.
Yeah.
You can keep your staff. You know, in Dartmouth, you have to rely on getting an influx of probably students and that through the summer. And then you didn't really have the trade to keep people on in the winter.
So, the 27 years you've been in Totnes, have you seen the kind of people change a bit?
Definitely, because when we first originally came, we obviously had Dartington College.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And they had some real characters, shall we say. There was always music, busking up the high street all the time. I think it was more vibrant that way.
Yeah.
But shopping wise, I think we've got probably the best array of independent shops of anywhere in the southwest.
Oh,
and a really good market, and people come from all over.
Yeah, I know they do. Yeah,
they really do. They can't believe how many independent shops we've got and how many few empty shops there are compared to a lot of other town centres.
It's true, especially if you kind of start going north and things like that, you notice the difference in wealth.
Yeah.
It's quite marked.
I think Totnes is for the local people for living, I think the housing has got more expensive over the years.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But even so, it's still compared to like the likes of Dartmouth, which you see people, I've known people there for a long, long time, and their kids have had to move away because they couldn't afford to buy.
No, it's...
You know, it is killing... Dartmouth's a dying town. It's becoming more and more like Salcombe, I think, whereas Totnes flourishing.
I mean, in terms of people in Totnes, you must have had the odd strange thing happen in your fish and chip shop over the years. I know kind of like the Happy Apple and things. And I know that you, well...
Yeah, I mean, because everybody knows us, me and my boys, and we're a big, massive Leicester City and Leicester Tigers supporters. We do have quite a lot of good football banter, and we've got all our things in the windows, and we get quite a bit of people taking photographs and everything.
Yeah.
But it's all good natured banter. That's the other thing I like about it. You know, we never get any trouble.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's happy.
Yeah.
Pretty much most of the time, anyway. And it's just a great place to trade.
I know some of the homeless people come in here for their chips. Yes. You are feeding people.
We do. And I always encourage anybody that comes in and says, you know, can I give them? I said, don't give them money. You know, if you want to leave something and for food for them, do that and we'll send it down. Because otherwise, that's the way that at least they're getting fed then.
Yeah.
Whereas otherwise, they'd be straight over Morrison's buying the booze.
Yeah.
I said it's the wrong way to go.
I'm a different persuasion to you. I'm a North Londoner, so I'm a Tottenham supporter. But Leicester have made you happy over the years.
The last, you know, from 2015 to 2000 and probably 2022, probably the best footballing years ever for Leicester. You know, when they won the league that year, it was unbelievable. Then we won the FA Cup for the first time in history. You know, it showed that the small clubs can do it.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, we're going back now because they're really struggling again, but until that period we were always a yo-yo club. First division, relegation, come up, go down, and they've always been like that.
Well, Yeah, and Totnes is a big sporting town as well. It gets it forgotten.
Is. Yes,
and I know, because you can see I've got my tennis gear here. Yeah. I'm off to a tennis club. There's tennis,
a lot. We do. Yeah, the rugby, the bowls club. We always do an order at the end of every season for the bowls club. They have a fish and chip dinner at the end of the season single year in September that we supply.
Oh, excellent. That's really good. So, so you basically, you're happy that you're in Totnes.
I am. It's getting harder. It is getting harder because, you know, the food prices are going through the roof. Energy supply prices are through the roof.
Yeah.
And the government don't help anybody. You know, they take 20%. People say, you're getting £10 for fish. I says, yeah, but I'm not. I'm getting 8 because 20% of that's already gone to the government.
Yeah.
And then they want 25% now instead of 90% of any profit we make.
Yeah.
So it does get harder and harder.
It is.
You know, the costings are exceptionally high, and the new NI thing that's coming through starting next month is going to hit even us. You know, it's going to hit me and some of these other companies, the slightly bigger ones, there'll be redundancies.
I know.
They will have to make redundancies. There's no cat in hell's chance they're going to be able to afford to keep paying and paying and paying, because you can't put, there's a limit to what you can charge for anything.
Yeah, no, it's true. Well, I mean, I for my part, and I know for a lot of people's part, Totnes will be a poorer place if there's no silver grill.
The silver grill will always be here. Yeah. 100%, mate.
Good.
Yeah, you know, I'm hopefully looking to finish shortly, but my two sons again, they've been doing it since they were 12.
Yeah, no, they're great.
So they've done nearly 30 years altogether now. So it's just handing them the reins. That's good. The hardest bit.
Well, thank you, Roy.
Not a problem, my friend.
And it's good to chat to you. And now people know a bit more about the silver grill.
Yeah, no
when
problem.
They come in. Okay.
Always got a smile.
That was Totnes Talks with Tony G talking with Roy Beardsmore. This has been a Totnes Pulse production. Thank you for listening.